Silver's a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophecy. This is Silver Cross Lord. Today I'm reading from day 15 of 30 days to revival glory. The glory in my everyday. Exodus chapter 15, verses 26-27. It says, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. John chapter 7, verse 10. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, went also, not publicly, but in secret. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. The time spent with me provides you with my strategies and directions. The authority I gave to all believers is enough to minister to people you come across. I am the God who interweaves paths and orders steps and prayers. In all you do, seek me, lean on me, not on anything else. Thank you, Lord, for being the source of all goodness, of all provision and safety. Thank you that you reward our time spent with you with a fresh authority and ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, honor, and praise. Glory, honor, and praise. Mighty, all-knowing, ha! Powerful, never beaten, ha! Shakur, unequaled, ha! Shayur, all surpassing, ha! Rabbi Shakur, Shayur, the bypassing God, the overcoming God, ha! Shayur, ha! Shayur, my authority placed in you is enough to pray and lay hands on people. All you need to do to tap into this is have faith. Faith that matches my power. A faith that will not take anything less than full deliverance and full healing. Right here, right there, straight away, on the spot. A faith that shakes heaven and earth. A faith. Well, call it radical if you must. A faith that will not be hindered. A faith that will not agree with any lies that have been dispatched in and on the church. Ha! My body, my church is plagued with lies, and in this hour I'm giving you ears and eyes to discern these lies and step away from them. I'm taking out of you and from you the straps that the lies of the church have put on you, that the wrong beliefs and the wrong alignments with the scriptures and making the scriptures say what they're not meant to say has put on you and in you. It's all coming off today. So where lies are spread in the church, wrong altars are built. Therefore, my Holy Spirit cannot be there because there's no alignment. You need to disentangle yourself from that type of witchcraft. You need to be set free from this type of witchcraft. And have enough good sense to not go back to that old church where you call that witchcraft. Ha! It's a time of cleansing. I'm cleansing people. I'm cleansing the church. And I'm cleansing it because I'm emptying it. That's how I'm cleansing it. I'm driving people out of it. And into revival. Never to go back. Controversial, I've always been controversial, I will remain. But who cares? In peace. A deep peace of knowing that in my Kairos time, it is right to move. It's easy to move. It's effortless to move. It's good to move. It feels good to move. It feels right to move. All is said that had to be said. All is done that had to be done. Thank you, Father, that you're getting us to move into better things for us, into wholesome things for us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you are leading us to wholeness, to being wholesome, Lord. Thank you. And thank you very much to you for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Thank you for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Like and follow this podcast on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. The links are in the description.